Welcome back, guys, to the Capitalize podcast. Today I have one of my very good friends and also an amazing designer, big creative out here in Sacramento, Angela Meneses. We call her Ange Mula, but you can also call her Bea. Trees.
You can call me Bea.
But you can find her on Instagram at Bea Trees. Because she's very nervous. It's okay.
No.
This girl, I met her. I thought she was older than me in high school.
Everybody did.
Yeah, I thought you were like a year older. I didn't know that you were even Daniel's sister. And she was a cheerleader. But she was always super cool. And then somehow we just started hanging out and becoming friends. And then
through Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Triple B. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I totally... Because you were friends with Tyler and I was friends with Bailey.
And then we all just started kicking.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. I had a good time for sure. But...
Was that your first year? Really quick.
Junior year. My junior year was my first year at Endercom. Yeah.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. But then going into my senior year... I wasn't really doing anything. Like, I wasn't really involved in any clubs or anything.
Really? You were always tired to me. Like, you were doing a lot.
I know, you're right. I actually was doing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't play a sport. So, the summer of senior year, you and Jesse were like, join the cheer team. So, and I have never cheered.
Did you love it?
Oh, my God, I did. Remember, I did it at Sac City after I graduated.
Oh, I wish you were there, like... I don't know. The last year? Only because, like, the cheer transitioned from dance to, like, real cheer. You know what I mean? So I feel like you would have loved the dance portion of it.
Yeah.
Just the choreography was really interesting.
Really? The last year? With Miss Larson?
No, even before Miss Larson. Larson was good, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, before it was, like, we got to pick, like, the songs.
Oh.
You know?
Lucky,
I mean, we did, but I don't know. Yeah. It was still good. It was
fun. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, after high school, we talked a little bit, but I feel like we kind of fell off a little bit. I mean, maybe in the last, like, 6 months, we started to chat more and we met up and everything. Remember,
during
like,
quarantine.
We saw each other? Yeah, during quarantine, for sure. Like, when I came out to SAC and Keyshawn was in town. But we definitely caught up a lot. But talk to me about, like, life after high school. Like, what... Because even when we were in high school and we talked... I don't think that you ever really told me what you wanted to do or like.
I wasn't open. I'm gonna be real, like real right now when it comes to how I was. Cause before people would be like, you were kind of mean, and I was like, not mean, but I was stern.
Yeah.
Like I had no patience.
Yeah.
And so when after high school, I just wasn't open. Like there was a lot going on when it came to like family. What I wanted to do with my life, if I even wanted to stay in SAC. And really, like, I got involved with certain people, and, like, I was still doing my thing. Like, I chose to do what I did. Like, I was working at cannabis clubs. I was working a few jobs. Like, right after high school, I worked at CalFit. Do you remember that?
No.
Really? You were here, huh?
I don't think I remember.
Yeah, like, it was right after high school I worked with Daniel. Because he was at the gym a lot. And then I started working as a lifeguard. And me and Joelle actually worked at the lifeguard. It was actually kind of funny. But after that, I was going to school. Like, I went to Sierra College because my family had to move from, remember that old house?
Yeah.
My grandma's house?
Mm-hmm.
We had to move because of, like, certain...
like things.
Finances and certain things I had got into. So it was just
so
like...
So you were getting in trouble?
It was like...
Or you just were kind
of... I guess.
You were kind of like a free spirit.
Like, I was just always doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would dip my feet into things I probably should have just, like, left alone. Because I was very... I wouldn't say rebellious. I just did whatever, you know? Like, if my mom was like, you probably shouldn't do that. Like, we didn't have that relationship to where I, like, considered... really your perspective, because we, you know, me and my mom weren't like the best in high school, so I was just like, okay, I'm grown now.
Yeah.
What do you have to really...
Did you move out at that time, like when you felt like you were kind of getting some pushback from your family?
Yeah, I moved from like my girlfriend, my homegirl's house, two of my homegirls, and then I moved to two homegirls, and then I moved with my other homegirl with my boyfriend at that time.
Yeah.
But it was just like... I would go back and forth because my parents had like a living arrangement with another family, mm-hmm. and it was just too many people. And I was like going through my thing, and I'm mm-hmm. like already like an adult, like 19, 20.
Yeah. So like, what was your mindset at that time? Like after high school, like what mm-hmm. why do you feel like you were doing all the things that you were doing? Were you trying to kind of like figure out what you wanted, or were you like,
when I was younger, I knew what I wanted. Like what did I knew. You want? Like my skills. So like as I got older, I'm like, maybe I could put my skills in this, or maybe I could, like when I was younger, I would tell all my friends I want to be like an astronaut or a race car driver, mm-hmm. and like I really believed like movies. Like I was like, okay, like I could be like an agent, because mm-hmm. I just felt like I had stuff to lose, obviously my family, but like I felt like once I was done with that nest, like I was just free to do whatever. Like I wasn't like, I was just trying to think outside the box. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to just, okay, get married, and then boom, kids, and then I'm done. Yeah. Which is fine, but, like, I just thought I had so much energy when I was younger that I just wanted to do everything. Like, I remember this agent came up to me and my brother, and we used to be so energetic. Like, mm-hmm. me and my brother used to, like, we were best friends growing up. So they used to come up to us, like, do you guys want to get into acting? Like, I want to talk to your mom. Like, mm-hmm. you guys are just so... And I was like, oh, shit. Or damn.
You can say shit. You're good. We don't have children watching.
I was like, dang, like, we could do that, huh? Like, I thought that was just, like, we didn't think like that. Because we were always, me and my family were always going through something, it seemed like. Because we're not from here. So it was just kind of hard to, like, you know, move around and stuff. But after that, I just was like, damn, like, what else could I do? And so my siblings were pretty talented. Like, my brother, remember, he would cut hair. Mm-hmm. We would all sing, like, all the time because we would all share a room. So we were really into music. And so during high school and even college, like, I just got into, like, art. Like, and even after high school, I had a conversation with Khalil Coleman. Mm-hmm. And he was just, like, we were just chopping it up, and he was, like, I basically told him, like, I was really into visual arts, mm-hmm. and I'm, like, starting to realize that, like, it just shows with, like, fashion, how I'm always changing it, and, like, how sometimes I would just draw or paint sometimes, and I just didn't pay attention to it. It was just, like, a therapeutic thing, mm-hmm. and then we started talking about how you could make it professional and how you could really make it in the real world with these skills, mm-hmm. and it just inspired me, like, and I just started working on it. So after that, while I was still working two jobs, because I worked as a server and barista, I think I was 21. So I worked two jobs, and that was stressful. Like, I was trying to go to school, and it wasn't working. Like, even online, it was just hard, because I was still trying to be on my own, trying to save. And I didn't have a car, so I would just skateboard to work every morning.
Really?
Yeah. But it was right there. It was close to where we used to live, and so it was nice. I just couldn't live like that forever, so I was like, okay, I have to stop school or like stop something here, mm-hmm. and then, you know, kind of regroup and do it all over again. And then 2019 or the beginning of 2020 or end of 19, I started going to school for sewing with Adrian. We went to summer
what made
class.
You want to
So,
yeah.
So when me and Mike would literally be in the studio like all day, like at home,
yeah,
just working on stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I was painting and drawing, he was like, oh, like I met this guy and he like sewed this. And I was like, oh, my grandma sews. Like, that's tight. Like, you should get a sewing machine. And then he was having hella, like, it was frustrating at first because the sewing machine is just like, it's just annoying. There's like little things to it,
yeah,
that you... And then so when he was getting frustrated, I was like, oh, like, why don't you just do this? And then I just ended up doing it. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow, I think I like
together.
This. Yeah.
And I'm really, like, I'm very fidgety. So I'm really good with, you know, making sure, like, pins are where it needs to be. And so we just kind of, like, I don't know, like, I kind of just lived through his experience and was like, I think I could do that, and then helped each other out. I think that's what happened with painting with him too. It was like, oh, you painted this? Like, painting is a thing.
Yeah.
You know, because people don't do that anymore. So
yeah,
it's like, at least not like in our pool, you know. But yeah, it was cool. After that, I just got into it, and then during quarantine, I was like, I want to start my business. I'm very low key, you know me, so I'm not really the type to like put out hella shows. I do plan on curating one in the future.
Like, it's art
probably gonna
show?
Take like 2 years. Like a fashion art show, just like my show. It's gonna take a while though, because I want a lot of people involved, and it takes a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, I want to do something now. I have so much, you know, inventory. And so I got inspired by this one girl from Brooklyn. Her name is Loose Unicorns on Instagram.
Loose Unicorns?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just love her style. Like, yeah. If I had a little bit more money for clothes, I would be wearing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
what kind of things does she wear?
Everything, like designer, Carhartt, just basic stuff, thrifted things. Like, just, I love how she puts it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen one of her websites, and it just looked like something I would do. And so I went on Wix, and I was like, okay, like, I like Wix instead of the, because there's a lot to choose from, but.
How long did it take you to create your website?
Like, the actual
website?
On-site. Probably, like, 3 weeks.
Bruh, that shit takes so long. I mean, I've made websites, but it's always through WordPress. I've tried on Wix and stuff.
Yeah.
But I have the hardest time with, like, because how you said you're fidgety, mm-hmm. I can be very fidgety with, like when it doesn't show on the page the right way, or when the font doesn't change how I need it to change, and, like, the color, it's just, it's tough.
With things like that, I would definitely hire somebody, because sometimes it's really not, like, you could ask somebody to teach you the basics and then you kind of understand, because it's like learning a whole new app, you know. It gets complex, but it took me a while, only because I kept changing my mind with, like, the color. I'm really indecisive, like, even the bio, I would change it a lot. And then I think the most exciting part about, like, the whole process is the content. Like, taking the videos, getting the models, and, like, because you could go anywhere with that direction, just the video, and,
So, explain what you sell clothes and art on your website, right? I'm pretty sure I saw art on there.
Yeah, so I just put art on there. I'm selling prints, but I'm kind of, like, looking at what other, because instead of it being just a digitalized print, you could sell it some other way. I kind of forget, but I have to ask somebody, because there's another way to where the value is better than it just being, you know, digitalized. But so I sell that, and then I do handmade products. So I sew stuff from scratch. Like, I've made a couple tote bags, a couple two pieces. I'm gonna start making more tote bags though. It's just I haven't.
That's pretty cool, because I know a lot of people that will, like, I don't want to say make clothes, but sell clothes, but selling, like, handmade tote bags.
Yeah.
That's, like, very...
It's fun, too. Like, my friend, he gave me a pair of his pants, and I transformed it into a tote bag. And the handles were just, like, you know, like, the loops on the belt. It was just, it was clean. Like, you get really creative, and you didn't even know, like, because you just look at all the pieces you have, and you're like, oh, we could put this together and make something crazy, you know? But I like that, but I also like, you know, drawing and then putting that on a t-shirt and putting it on the, you know, and embroidering it on the, like, hoodies. And
so how long do you feel like it took you to get good at
I don't even think making... I'm like...
Really?
Well, like, I think, when I look back, I'm like, damn, that was pretty good. But I think it's because I really see myself as, like the small fish right now, like the little, like everybody's like the big dog to me.
Yeah, you kind of look up to them.
Yeah, that I look at my stuff and I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool for my resume. Like, it's not like this is what's gonna make me hot. Like, I gotta price this at this level. It's more like, I hope they like it, but because I like it. Like, I just look at it that way. I don't really, I want to blow.
So you do what you like, and then you put it out there, and you just kind of see what the other people are feeling.
Me, if it's meant for me to, like, really, you know, like, thrive from this, then cool. Like, then, you know, I was hoping that. But I always expect me to be, you know, I could still be the last person when it comes to this field. Because I like to, like I said, dip my toes and stuff. Like, I started coding, and I know I'm not, like, the best technology person, but, you know, like, when you build certain skills in even different areas, like, it gives you confidence.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. And on top of that, you're not just limited to one field, because that's kind of how I was growing up. Like, there was a lot of things that I wanted to do, and you were right about, like, in high school, you told me that I was always doing something. That's right. I was always doing something. Mm-hmm. I was always trying to find a way to be involved. Mm-hmm. But just with the sports, obviously. I mean, even with sports, I've tried, like, every sport known to man, like, literally, besides that's softball good. And, like, lacrosse, literally. So I understand what it feels like to kind of dip your toes in things in different fields and not know exactly what's for you.
Yeah.
But that's why I like how you have your business and you have things around it that kind of build on top of it. So for example, like, you'll do tailoring, which is obviously in the same field and the same industry, and it like kind of builds off of each other, because it's like, even if you're in the process of building your brand and your business, you it's can do other me. Things around it to still, you know, eke out a profit.
You really want to master it at the end of the day. Like, yeah, you want to have, because at the end of the day, if you don't take it seriously, they're all kind of just hobbies. Like, they're just, you know, like, on your free time, I like to hike. But you don't really be hiking. Like, if you, like, I want to master certain things to where, you know how they said get multiple incomes? It's, like, to where, like, it's so, like, I got it down to the grain to where if I just hand somebody this handbook, they got that business down. Because it's, like, I already got, I know the ins and outs of it. I know the loopholes. Like, I want to get to that point. And I am passionate about what I do. So it's, like I like to balance it all out. Because I do get bored. Like, you remember when we were younger? Like, we were just always, like, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
And so it's, like, I like to give myself a variety
of things. And there's, like, a really big, what is the word? A big misconception about, you know, having multiple streams of income. The average millionaire has 7 streams of income, all this shit. Yeah. That might be true, but there was one specific thing that they did. They were in one industry. They focused on one thing until they were successful with it, and then they let other things build off of it.
Okay.
And
I mean, that works too.
And no, I mean, it's not like your whole life has to be around this one business, around this one thing. There's other things that you can do. Like, for example, this is a hobby of mine, but there's things that I want to do with it, and I'm slowly adding in more and more and trying to grow it more and more. And I know the steps to get to where I want to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is not what I do to make money. Right. I do want to make money from it. I do want to be able to make a big impact with it, but this is something that I'm still doing. But I know the number one thing that can allow me to, like, leave my job is my current business, which is already making me money, which is in, like, the Airbnb space. So it's, like, every time I want to kind of deviate and open up another business, although this could be a business, open up, like, a real, like, separate business, something that is more popular, and I know would make money right away. Yeah, there's things that I already know what I want, but it's, like, if I was to go and do that, why would I do that when I already know what I need to do for this current business that I'm working on? I need to scale it. I need to continue to grow it. And if I deviate and take my energy into something else, I already know I'm going to neglect it.
You're going to take away
from what I'm already doing. And it's like, I know that I can grow this faster, like what I'm currently doing. I know I can do it faster and I can make more money to be able to invest into other things if I just keep my head down for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's true. I think, though, I think people need to see it in a way where, like, treat it as, like, your kids. You know, like, because a hobby can turn into your main hustle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it done. It's just, you're right. Like, you can't, I don't think you could truly multitask, right? Like, you need, and this is why you need a team. It takes a lot of work. Like-minded people, you know, you need people who you can depend on. But when it comes to, like, what you want to do, and let's say you have, like, this 5-year goal, like, you know, you got to focus. Like, I see it all the time with artists and interviews, like, I got to get this album done, so I'm not doing my little business, you know, my little side businesses, but it's still going. I do see that for you, but because, like, you do have a lot of people around you, I think it could work if you just, you know, pick the right people to, because some people don't even know what they could do with their skills.
Yeah.
Like, they need people to tell them, like, yo, you should do this. Like, you know, that's why they got bosses.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure. No, exactly. And that's another thing, too. It's like, when you're first starting a business, we do everything, right? Like, we are the accountant. We are the web designer. We are the marketer. We are the promoter. Everything, like, all of it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, when you finally start to build, mm-hmm. What is the first position that you need taken
me away? Personally?
Like when you're thinking about just building a business, like mm-hmm. this for anyone listening or like even me and you. Mm-hmm. But when you're first starting a business and it's all you and you start to actually create a little bit more success with it or whatever the case may be and you start to make money, what is the first position that you can delegate to someone else to take over, to take less, to put less on you, but also help you make more money? Because it's like, what, and will that position allow you to make more money? Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you want to grow it, right? So who's going to help you grow it? How are they going to help you grow it? Is it worth it?
The first person I personally can think of, only because I've known her forever, my big sister. Because she knows, like, paperwork stuff. And I don't really.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take the time to literally just sit there and read everything.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be my first go-to, is somebody who could handle paperwork. Because I could just tell you the gist of it all, or the concept of, like, let's say we got to make these many sales, these many purchases, or whatever, or recruit these many people. Like, I'm going to need you to, like, know the exact numbers and, you know, but
yeah.
That's just, I've never even started any, because I personally want to start, like, gyms and, like barbershops and
right?
stuff.
Right, there's
but
so never, much, you know, but it's, like, mm-hmm. then at the same time.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. Like, for example, I like how you mentioned your sister, because mm-hmm. I was the same way. I don't like paperwork. I hate accounting, all of that. And when I started my business, I was doing most of it myself, but I then hired like a small accounting firm that's only like $200 a month, right, for my business.
I didn't know that.
But I ultimately want my mom would be great, because my mom's an accountant. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the budget to pay my mom how much I want to pay her. I want to pay my mom a lot. I want her to be with me full time, because that's my mom, and you know, she wouldn't ever have to worry about anything ever again. Mm-hmm. But I'm not in the position to do that. So it's like, if I can't do it right now, I have this firm. Mm-hmm. But then sooner or later, you build up to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, whatever you can do with what you got.
Yeah,
whatever you can do with what you got is how you just become creative. I do a lot of contracts where I have to have people sign contracts. I'm not a fucking legal advisor. I don't know what I'm doing with these legal contracts.
But you're getting
it
done.
But I found a website that gives them away for free.
Okay.
All you have to do is edit the name. Like, it's just about.
Especially with technology, there's so many tools.
Like, being thrifty, as we may say, right?
Yeah.
So just kind of.
My mom taught me that.
Yeah, just like getting it how you need to get it.
I mean, really.
To begin with.
Like, we're not from America.
Where are you from? Tell the people.
I'm from the Philippines. I'm not about to gangbang, but I'm Manila, Philippines.
What? Can you speak?
I'm from Manila, Philippines.
Okay.
And
when did you move here?
Like, I moved here when I was 4 years old, but like moving here, like the paperwork for that, and then even because I was young, so I didn't know exactly what was going on. I actually just was informed 3 years ago what actually happened, and like she was just telling me, there's honestly like loopholes to everything, like with paperwork, with like, because before and around that time, immigrants were coming and whatever, but it was still tough for, like, certain people with certain situations. So I think I just instantly knew, like, that I had to read between the lines with certain stuff. Because it was like, whoa, like, there's no way this is just luck. Like, there has to be some kind of system, you know? And it's just at a young age, like, just realizing that, it's kind of like,
yeah,
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with myself, because it's cool. You know, like, we have to really give props to, like, kids who went through stuff at a young age. Like, stuff they don't show in the movies and shows. Because, like, you're kind of, I wouldn't say, like, I don't want to differentiate you from, like, somebody who had it good. But in a way, you have more of, like, that.
Entitlement?
Not
more
entitlement,
less,
but like you're a little bit more like on your 10 toes.
Oh, like
you
mean people that come from other
countries? Yeah, or like not even countries, but different like bad situations or like, you know.
And honestly, at the end of the day, that's usually how we end up as adults. Like, a lot of what we go through as a, at a young age will reflect in how we are as adults. Like, for example, there's certain situations that I can relate to and certain situations that I can't. But one thing that I know for sure is that when I was in high school and late middle school, I had a really tough time before I came to Intercom. I had a really tough time. I got in a lot of trouble. Bad home life, like things like that. And I knew half of the decisions that I made during that time, if I was to make them at this time, I'd probably be in jail, like for sure. Because I feel like you either make these like young rebellious decisions while you're before you graduate high school,
before 18,
and then I see people now that are surprising me with how they're out there running around town. It's getting really crazy.
It honestly kind of hurts.
No, it does.
Like, I feel like when we were younger, I was so into like, because my older sister and I were already close, so I was already smoking weed like at a young age.
Yeah. When was the first time you ever smoked weed?
She didn't give it to me.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Damn! But I was like 14.
I didn't continue until I was like 15. Mm-hmm. Like 14 and a half. 15 is when I really started like
smoking. Doesn't it sound so young? But at the time, it's like we're in high school,
you're
you know?
Young. Like when my sister's 11 right now. And I'm like, yo, next year if you start smoking. I just was like, that's crazy. But she has a different... I don't know. She grew up differently, you know? Like, me and my siblings raised each other. Like, when it comes to certain stuff, like, we kind of were just lollygagging. Like, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We knew right from wrong, but we didn't know, like, exactly the situations of when this might be wrong or turn out wrong. But after that, though, it was wild because senior year I got suspended for weed. So, like, weed started to, like, really be, like, a problem. Like, yo, like, you're, you know, not even, you're not as energized. But really, I was tired, too. Like, we were going to cheer, work, school, fucking AP classes, like, you know.
Yeah.
But on top of that.
You were in AP classes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were doing your thing.
Yeah, so I wanted to smoke. Like, I just, I thought I deserved it sometimes, you know. But they didn't look at it that way, you know. It was like, you're too young.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I really, like, I barely smoke. And I know how to, you know, balance everything out. But people now who are just starting to smoke are just, like,
they have to go through it. They have to go through it. That's the thing that I've noticed. Like, at the end of the day, you can tell people your story and just hope that they take what they can and apply it to their life. Because I've heard a lot of inspirational stories, especially when I was going through shit, and I didn't do a damn thing. I had to go through it all by myself. I was stubborn. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of people are. As much as they don't want to admit it, they have to go through it.
Yeah.
And then from there, they can get better. And if they don't, well, then
it's gonna
they'll
keep
learn
the
hard
lesson,
way.
Yeah, the lesson's going to keep repeating. For
yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, Oprah just wrote a book called What Happened to You. So a lot of the times if somebody does something or if they're a certain type of way, we'll be like, why did you do that? Why are you like that? Instead of asking, why did you do that? Why are you like that? Ask them, what happened to you? Like, what did you go through to make you
act this way?
Because why do you think people have anger issues? Maybe it's a personality trait. Sure, maybe it was... you know, it's just a feeling in their body they just can't
some
control.
Trauma,
but at the end of the day, exactly.
It's
and it usually goes back.
It's rude when people attack you for being attacked. Like, who did it to you? Like, who didn't do it to me? Like, no, seriously. Like, you really want to go there? Like, I could say I lost some close friends because they didn't know how to consider my perspective, situation, feelings. Like, there was times I was tough and a asshole or whatever, and I you know, like, I'm kind of proud of that, because really, what, I'm gonna be nice to everybody and just be gullible? Like,
yeah,
no, like, you had to be, because really, as a female too, like, say, like, if you told some high schooler guy or whatever boy that you want to do this that by 23, you'd be like, who do you think you are? Like, you're not some man, you're not this provider. And it's like, okay, like, but I am in a way, but in, like, I'm still a woman. Like, I'm still a female. I still need to be talked to gently. You need to talk to me nice. People are like, it's like, people forget that, like, we honestly are trying to do everything. So, like, have some kind of, you know,
They're not, exactly. And sometimes you just have to humble them, you know, they'll look at you years later and then they'll be like, damn, Like, damn, yeah. I should have yeah. listened. But at the end of the day, like, yeah. there's a lot of people.
But everybody goes through yeah. everything, you know, like, I don't, like, there's only a few people who did that to me. There's some people who, you know, we literally just fell off because life, like,
yeah.
but I feel like people need to recognize when they're being, honestly, an asshole. Like, yeah. not an asshole in a way where, like, you know.
Just more aware. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, and
considerate.
A lot of people won't say anything because at the end of the day, no one wants to talk about their problems. No one, some people want the empathy, you know what I mean? But then yeah. also, I don't like to tell people because at the end of the day, no one fucking cares. Yeah. No one cares.
No, people care, but you gotta know at the end of the day, to talk okay. to. Like,
let's say I came over to your house and I was mm-hmm. like,
it matters.
Bruh, yeah. I'm really going through it right now. Like, I'm having such a
you
tough
had times
time.
When you did.
My business is failing. I got no mm-hmm. money. You know what I mean? I just mm-hmm. come and I'm just in the dumps, bruh. And mm-hmm. you're like, damn. Like, and you know, we talk and we have a great conversation and then I leave. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna remember what I'm going through 10 hours later? You're gonna be watching a show on YouTube and I'm gonna be home depressed.
You're there assuming is, don't
I'm,
assume
I'm telling you so. that's a fact because I'm the same
assume.
Way I care but I'm not gonna change my whole life.
I care,
so, you know what I mean? There's very few people in my life that have came in well, that have like really
like you
touched
can only,
my soul.
You can only show so much gratitude. Like, you're gonna regret how much you're giving somebody if they fail you, or like say they committed suicide, then it's like, damn, like I just gave her.
Yeah.
Like,
and even when you give though, even when you give, mm-hmm. bruh, people. Oh, I'm being such a pessimist. I'm not a pessimist. I'm an optimist.
No, I know.
I love people for who they are, yeah. and I will give with no expectation. I will provide, you know, any like I do things now without any type of expectation because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, most of the time, people won't.
And they don't
people
even acknowledge it. They don't
greedy,
even know.
Yeah,
they don't even know you went out your way
yeah.
to do this small little
thing. People
test,
will
you know?
Show their true colors, especially yeah. if you don't say anything. And I learned this great quote, and I kind of live by this. So never be mean to anyone. It was from this book called Split the Difference. It's with the FBI hostage negotiator. Oh. Sheesh. Yeah.
Sheesh.
He's got a master class too. But anyway, he was like, never be mean to anyone that can hurt you by doing nothing. Does that make sense? So mm-hmm. one of the examples he uses, obviously we can make
with
it more
power,
deep.
Right? People with power type of thing.
Well, power over you in a sense, but technically not really. So for example, if you're at a hotel and you want a room upgrade, mm-hmm. You shouldn't get a room upgrade. You didn't pay for the room upgrade, but you're trying to get it for free by just kind of talking to him, conversating, seeing how he's doing, right? You're trying to negotiate
like
this
woman?
Room upgrade. Or
yeah.
as a man, he's a man.
Oh,
he's
okay,
the
okay.
one that always, every single time he goes on any type of vacation, he will always go and try to get a room upgrade
okay.
for free.
Okay.
And he's got money, but he's testing his skills, you know? And right. at the end of the day, as a hostage negotiator, there is no, oh, let's work it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, you get this and I get that. No, you have to get them to say yes to everything and give you anything that you ask for. You have to get them to basically surrender, mm-hmm. and the only person that's really winning is you. How can you get somebody that's probably a sociopath to do any of those things? Or, you know, maybe they're
Why would you want to?
Because if they have a hostage, how are you going to get the hostage back?
Oh, wow.
You would literally have to win or they're dead, basically.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
You have to play, like, that psychology
yeah.
game.
But what I mean is, like, when you go to a hotel, the example is when you mm-hmm. go to a hotel mm-hmm. and you want a room upgrade, if you're mean to them, they don't have to do shit. And guess what? That sucks because then you wanted the room upgrade. So don't be mean to anyone that can hurt you by doing nothing.
Well, that mindset
you know what I mean?
Is, like, it's like a give and take thing. Like, say you were nice to them
and
they
then
were
they were
still mean.
Mean
to you.
Yeah, just be like, oh, well, it seems like there's nothing I can say or do that will make you change your mind. You have a good one.
I know you know what to say, yeah. but I think the mindset coming in is more like, you just got to be nice to everybody. Like, you don't know what people are going through,
yeah.
right? And if they're mean yeah. to you, then teach them a lesson. Like, yo.
But then,
like, the other day, this woman at Econo Lodge, she was just... And so I cussed her out. This woman, bro.
At where?
Econo Lodge on 16th Street.
Econo Lodge? What's Econo Lodge?
Econo Lodge.
What is that?
It's a motel place by my house. And
okay.
fucking...
She, oh,
she
I
was
know.
Yelling
oh,
at me.
Oh, Econo Lodge.
Yes.
Okay. Why was she yelling at you?
No, like, she did something to my car, and I was
What'd
like...
What'd she do?
She glued, like, a sign on there, because I was
she
supposed
glued
to
it?
Park there, but she seen me, like, you oh. could have talked to me, right? And so when she glued it, I was like, I looked at her, I was like, so you're not going to use tape Like, I just was like, really? Like, you know, and then it was just, it took me a while to get that off, like, dead ass.
And what, did she work there?
Yeah, she I think, is the manager or whatever. Uh-huh. And when I, when she was yelling at me.
How'd you know it was her?
Because she looked at me and she was like, like, dead ass. And I was like, what the fuck? And I get in my car and then I zoom up to her. And I'm like, learn how to talk to a woman. And I start cussing at her and shit. And then, you know, my boyfriend was with me. I think my ex was with me. And he was just like, he was just like making sure like everything was cool. And then her wife, her husband comes out. And then he was like, hey. I was like, fuck you. Because like really, it could have been smooth, right? But the fact that you were just like, ooh. And then like, it's like, that's how you start war. Like, yeah. The little stuff, like you literally messed up my car. You literally could have towed my car and I would have been way more nicer to you than this situation. You know, it's like, it's little stuff throughout the day that make you
makes you act the way you act.
I don't know how we got to this.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna ask next time I have somebody be rude to me. I'm gonna be like, what happened today that's making you act like this? Please tell me. No, I want to hear.
But some people might, like, really, like, get violent. You know, like, if they feel... You got to... Like, some people really are on drugs to where they don't...
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Well, like, hopefully, I don't get into that. Well, that's a good example is when you go out. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of things... I feel like most bad things can happen while you're out. Like, nightclubs and stuff. Because the liquor hits, you know what I mean? And sometimes... And I would get really frustrated with people very easily. And I'm like, is the problem me or is it them? Maybe it's a little bit of both. But how can I deviate from the situation while under the influence so I don't get myself involved in those situations? Because, Angela, I'm telling you right now, I've been in a lot of situations while drunk.
You go out a lot.
Where? Not anymore.
Well, not a lot to where it's bad. But I'm saying, like, you're out enough to where, I'm already known. But it's not safe. Like, because people already have their views on, say, white girls or Asians, because Asian hate. Like, they already know, like, oh, like, that's somebody I kind of want to fuck with because she looks like so-and-so. Yeah. Like, you just have to know, okay, don't carry cash on you. Have, like, a little, you know, weapon. Like, no, seriously. Like, and only have, like, 10 bucks on you, because I've gotten a fight before in a gas station, and she... robbed me, but I was like, oh, I had like 30 bucks in there. You know what I mean? That was a purse that was given to me. Like, I just know not to hold so much value with stuff that could literally be taken
from
like,
you
right away. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But at least for now, until I have security.
Yeah. See, there we go.
Because we're women. We're women. Like, it's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But back to the whole empathy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Empathy. Yeah, just being empathetic of people's situations, because there's people that can be super rude and we can find ourselves kind of giving into that and just being like, oh, you want to be rude? Okay, I'll be rude right back.
Yeah. But at the end of the day... The energy,
but at the end of the day, you'll feel better if you can walk away from it with your head held high. And, you know, back like when we were younger, our parents would always be like, or teachers would say, be the bigger person. Be the... Fuck that.
Tell them with kindness.
I'm not fucking being the bigger person. You're crazy. Because in high school and when we were younger, we felt like we had a lot to prove because we were young. And a lot, I feel like kids judge harder than anything else.
You don't want to be fucked with, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to look like a pussy, right? Mm-hmm. But now as adults, we can't be out here in these streets getting crazy anymore. Even though if it, yeah, exactly. Any, you never know what could happen. You never know who could come around. You don't know who somebody knows. Mm-hmm. And it's not even that. Forget about a party, right? Think about average daily life. Even someone cutting you off or whatever the case may be, getting upset and giving energy to somebody that doesn't even know you're giving energy to them. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're just pissing yourself off, stressing yourself out, and you're going to have to reflect on it later when you could just... literally be like, oh, all right, Susie.
Yeah.
You know, make fun with it.
It's tough because, like, say you're in a mental state to where, like, damn, my boyfriend just cheated on me.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, already mad. Or somebody died. And it's like,
wow, another thing. What else?
Yeah. It's like, you know, like when you get home from work and then your keys fall or some shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, like you forgot, you locked your keys in the car. It's like, damn, like, I feel like dying.
Oh my god.
I know it gets to that right point. Now. But I'm just like you, especially if you're not healthy, like you don't listen to your, you know, your body, your immune system, everything, or your hormones, it could control you. It gets scary. Like people black out from like certain stresses or like just having panic attacks. I remember in high school, I didn't even know I was having panic attacks, but I would. And I would have meltdowns. And I would cry, and I would feel, like, weird, because I was like, okay, why are you crying about something that literally happened, like, 2 months ago? But really, I didn't know how to even heal from it 2 months ago. So, like, if you don't acknowledge it or even take care of that issue, it'll come back.
Yeah.
And probably worse.
Yeah. Because you have to know how to deal with things. Like, I would go through, mm-hmm. I would go through, you know, a series of maybe just, like, stressful events, but mm-hmm. they all kind of had something in common. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I'll get over it. Yeah. And then when I finally address it and I tell myself what, see, there's a difference in addressing it and then also kind of coming up with steps to prevent it from happening again. Mm-hmm. See, yes, let's address what happened, but then what are we going to do to make sure that doesn't keep happening?
Yeah.
Like, what can you do every day? What can you add into your schedule? What, yeah. like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I'm just speaking for, like, people.
But no, in general, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what can you do to keep
about
that
this
mindset?
Situation yeah. right now.
Well, my question is, what do you do to kind of keep a healthy mind, body, and soul?
So, like, if, I mean, all of that?
No, maybe not the whole thing.
No,
but,
a lot.
You know, like, what do you do? Like, that really kind of puts you
matters,
in a place
right?
of ease. Yeah.
It depends. So, like, say... Okay, so recently I had a really stressful situation. Like, because I just moved to my apartment
yeah.
in February. That was, like, 4 months ago. And there was a lot to do, you know, with moving. And I was excited. So I was, just, you know, trying to decorate it the way I wanted to. And, like, I was going through a lot of life changes. Like, I don't want to say too much, but with my family. And I think I told you a little bit, too. It was just very... I wouldn't say it was the hardest thing we've ever been through, but I think it's because I just got done going through something. Remember from last year, that post that I mm-hmm. texted? And I felt like, okay, I'm literally above water now. I could breathe. And then some other stuff happens to where, like, oh, no, this person out. This person done. Or you know, this situation.
You just feel like you've rise, been losing people.
Like, not even just people, been... but, like, with, like, stuff that I think were, like, permanent, you know, like, yeah. oh, like, this is solid, you know, it's not. So, like, I definitely trained myself to not need anything, and I think that comes with meditation. Like, yo, like, okay, if worse comes to worse and I lose everything right now, like, how am I feeling? Like, how would I feel? And I think that comes with, that helps a lot with your mind, but also with, like, your breathing, because sometimes I'm like... Like, I haven't breathed in a while, or, like, I'm panicking now because I'm, like, this is, like, I could literally feel my heart get heavy, and you have to breathe it out. Like, you have to treat it like you're damn near, like, pregnant, because at least with my condition, because there's certain traumas you can heal, but you can't cure it. Like, you could try to forget about it, but you're going to be a drug addict. Like, it's just, like, you have to sit with it. I seen this video of a monk, and he was burning himself, and he literally sat still. And to me, it was very inspiring, because I'm like, yo, you're burning. You're not even, like you're not even fidgeting a little bit. And I'm feeling my, you know, hormones. I think I could breathe this one out, you know? So I just have that mindset. And also, I have to say this, because it's 2021, and a lot of people are, like, suicidal, it seems like, more and more.
Yeah.
I think when people are like, oh, how do I know that I could trust you to not be suicidal, right? Not just with me, but, like, that's how I feel with other people.
Yeah.
And really, like, people would have been done it. Like, they would have... I've been through stuff that was like, damn, like, I don't think I could go through anything worse. I mean, I hope not. But, like, that was something, you know, a lot of people would have probably offed themselves. And to me, it's a lot of power in that, because you just deciding, you know, whatever your reason is, it could be anything. It's like every day after that, you have to kind of see it like, I wouldn't say heaven, but because to me, like, living with actual purpose, like, it literally, this purpose drove you. Like, this purpose kept you alive. Like, that is like heaven to me, because you're like, you're literally putting everything to use. Now you want to go to the gym because you know, like, if you were ever in this situation, you're going to need your muscles. Like, it gets that deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really get that deep, because all, like, the surface level stuff, it'll be in your head today, and then tomorrow, like you said, somebody gave you, their inspirations. Because, like, you could literally read a script and be inspired by it. That's why we're inspired by movies and stuff. But, like, if you, like, train your mind to think how, what makes sense to you, I think that way you could really meditate and really calm down and clear your mind.
Yeah.
Because you could really geek if you're not... You
and know? I think the people, and I saw another post as well, which actually was by somebody that I had no idea was suicidal. I think that was kind of like a little sub to himself, like, because he gives me, now that I, when I read it, I was like, damn, like, is he going through something? Because
what was it about?
He just basically said, like, I feel like the people that are suicidal that have never gone to that level should deserve a pat on the back for staying around. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's absolutely true, because I have people that are very close to me that are or have gone through it. And the fact that they're still here and they found, you know, reasons to stay, that makes anyone who's in their life happy, you know? Yeah,
it's really like, I don't know, I feel... Whenever you know that you're not alone, one, you feel like, honestly, you feel really strong, because like you feel that energy, right?
Yeah.
Like you're not the only one with this, literally. Because there was times I would feel like the voices in my head were so loud. There was not one voice that was positive. So imagine just sitting there like getting bullied by your own head, and then you would have people saying like, "Yo, you're exhausting," or like you're this," or like "You effed up. You're a f up." It's like, damn, like, now it's real, right? Now you're really hearing it. And people call you sensitive, emotional. Like, I'm a Pisces. People think I'm sensitive, like, instantly.
Yeah.
And it's really, like, I feel like I'm, like a real, like...
I don't think you're like, sensitive at all.
Only because, like, people who really feel, like, who are sensitive and who love, and who could really feel, I feel like have been through a lot. Because if we feel every situation or every little thing... Like, we're still holding that, you know? Like, we're kind of good at masking it and acting normal. I'm not saying just Pisces, but I'm saying, like, to everybody who was called sensitive or, like, you feel too much or you're too emotional. It's like, well, props to you, because if you are feeling all this and that just happened, like, you're doing a pretty good job, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like people have to really treat themselves like they're kids. Like, what would you tell your kid? If you've seen him do all this or her do all this, like, would you hug her or would you kick her while she's down? Like, and that's what I kind of would think of myself. Like, would you tell her she's this and that or, like, you're not enough while she's literally trying her best? Or are you, you know?
Yeah.
You have to look at it that way, because if you treat yourself like you're just some kind of entity just moving around, then you're going to treat yourself like your phone, right? At first, you love it. And then you're, like, throwing it around now. And now it's like, oh, I guess I got to get it fixed. Like, it's just not as, like, you have to really treat yourself like, okay, sacred. Like, even with, like, sex, like, okay, yeah, like, I'm not saying don't have sex or, like, don't have one-night stands, but you have to consider when you share that much with somebody, their energy, or they're even, like, their spirits or whatever, like, kind of spiritual thing. It's going to, like, rub on you. So just be careful. Like,
about who you surround yourself with.
Even that. But I'm just saying with sex, too, because, like, you're that close, you know? It to me, I read some books, and it was, like, when you, like, share something that close, like, it gets a little deeper than who's around you, like, who your friends are. It's, like, the juju, the vibe.
Yeah. Damn.
Isn't it crazy? Like, thinking about it, like, I'm like, damn. Like, because when I was messing with certain people, like, I was, like, I felt, like, not Angela.
Yeah.
Certain people.
Yeah. And that can happen, for sure. Mm-hmm. One night stands, I agree. To a certain extent. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, I definitely... Yeah,
I'm pretty proud of us, though.
Yeah,
you like, because even knowing you, like, me and Rachel, hey.
me and Rachel, like,
oh, my God. No, we would literally talk about all our plans, and even if it was, like, far-fetched, the fact that you have all these plans for yourself, like, means, like, you're working towards something every day, even if it's literally just one little business, like, I don't know. I just don't see little stuff as little anymore.
Yeah, it's so hard, though, to, like, remind yourself of that, because even if it's little, it can be easy to beat yourself up and it's like, why am I not further along? Why am I not doing this? Why is this so hard? Why can't I be like that?
I have a friend like that. But it's really because, like, you know, you get insecure. You go on Instagram, people are like,
you're comparing yourself.
Have family that's been in this game. Yeah. And you're like, oh no, why am I not that far? And I was telling my friend too, I was like, yo, you just started and you're doing pretty good. Like, you have to celebrate these things or you're going to always think you're not shit.
Yeah.
Like, facts.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. And even if you are comparing yourself or if somebody is, like, looking at why they're not further along, all you have to literally do is just get up and do it. Like, there is no avoiding the work.
Yeah.
Like, just go and do something. Even if it's small, like...
You know, like, when you're, like, being lazy, you know, like, yo, like, this is why you're not going anywhere. Yeah. You're literally telling me all your ideas and maybe... with you giving your energy to saying it, you could have been doing it.
Exactly. Like, or thinking about it, you could be on your on your phone for another reason doing something
else.
You know what I mean?
I'm listening. I'm extending my part.
No, you're okay. You're all good. We're almost done anyway.
Okay.
But,
I'll extend it, though.
Okay. Because you're going to stay. But I want to go back to one of the things about how you said that you meditate. I really like that because... my thing is I've tried to meditate and I never really got too much out of it. Maybe I should do it longer, but one of the things that really helps me is reflection and not just thinking about it, but I'll actually go onto my computer. You have no idea how many like
and go through journals. Pictures.
Oh, no.
Journals.
No, I will literally write a date of like what like the date of the day and write like what happened. Like why did it happen?
Details.
What like what am I going through? Why do I feel like this? What and then at the end I'll be like, what do I need to do to get better? And I rarely ever I've never even read them back. But getting it out and then having a solution at the bottom is literally everything. My like my holy grail.
Yeah.
And then when if I'm like really upset in the moment, like just something small. I'm talking about bigger things, like what I'm going through. But smaller things, like if I'm upset about whatever, something stupid that I probably don't even remember now. I'll sit down, I'll take a few deep breaths. I've learned this from somebody else. Take a few deep breaths and just think in my head, what am I grateful for? Maybe even say it out loud, like, what am I grateful for?
Because
it's so hard. Yeah, it's so hard to hate when your heart is filled with gratitude or love. You know, you cannot hate and love at the same time. You are loving.
Yeah.
Like, you love or you're grateful. It's so, you cannot be negative when you're grateful.
Yeah, and I don't think you could have hate in your heart if you're genuinely grateful.
Yeah.
Because it's like, for what? Like, I literally see myself in you. Why would I hate you?
What you said, you were like, if I was to lose everything, how would I feel? And I put myself in that situation. I was like, how would I feel? I'd be like...
because you know you can get it back, like, with the skills you got, right?
Yeah.
But it's more like, who do I have? Like, if I lost, you know, like, my name, my, you know, like, say we, there wasn't a thing called race, like, who would I be? You know, like, how would I present myself? And even with, when you said you would journal, I used to write poems, and, like, it really makes it, if you just make your pain into art, it makes it beautiful. Like, you don't even, like, regret it anymore. You're kind of happy that that kind of happened, because you're like, look what the hell I just did from it. Like, it led me to this, and, like, you should reread your journals. It is scary, though, but when I reread mine, I'm like, yo, I didn't give myself enough credit as a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, because I used to write a lot, but, you know, we didn't really look at it that way. We kind of just seen it as diaries, but really, like, we were trying to tell ourselves some stuff, like, you know, and I think we could still use those little tactics as a teenager, because we had a lot of... that's when we first started feeling our hormones, teenagers. So I feel like we had a lot
of wisdom. It's tough. It's tough as a teenager, for sure.
Yeah.
We go through a lot of emotions, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of social anxiety, like, you know, all of that. So you just want to be liked. That's it. At least
it's
I did.
Because it's like, we got to talk about bullies.
Oh, I hate bullies.
Okay, wait, we got to talk about different forms of bullying. So a lot cyber right now.
Well,
but cyber is more like you gotta be a little bit more stern when it comes to social. Like, we have memes and Twitter. People are creative. Like, you can't really, you know. But when it comes to, I feel like, local towns and people are like competing, I think we could we could tell certain things, and it's like, instead of it being fun, it just looks like a whole mess now, you know.
Yeah.
So I think with, like, it starts from bullying. Like, just certain sneak
disses. Bullying can definitely affect. It can make or break. I've had a friend where it was a very close call.
It was hard.
So hard. Because that had never happened mm-hmm. to him. And when it happened, bruh, he is still not over it.
Of course.
It's been like years? 5 years. Yeah. And he used to be the light of every room, like the most energetic, the mm-hmm. most fun, the most playful. Now, he's still that same like goofy, fun guy.
It's like fake.
But
now,
there's
though, right?
so much. When he means it, he means it. But there mm-hmm. is a lot of like, he
hesitation.
He goes through it, bro, yeah. for sure. And like,
how does he you know, find the urge to just? Ignore it.
Keep he going. Has his hobbies, like things that okay. he does to get away. Like whenever he's feeling Good. Some type of way, he'll just be like, I'm gonna go do this. Like the things that he enjoys, you know what I mean? And it's like, I think that helps him, but at the same time, how are you gonna acknowledge what you're going through?
He has to, but there is a book, I haven't even read it, but I think books like You Are a Badass, because it just makes you not give a fuck. Like, I honestly, okay, look, I was a homie hopper. Like, I... Like, we fucked with a lot of men.
Who's we? Who's we? Not you, not Rachel. First of all, Zach is small.
No, exactly. But my thing is, like, if I was to worry about everybody calling me a hoe, a slut, a homie hopper, or she messed with da-da-da for only how long, like, you know, I would have been, like, on some...
That's bullying right there, for sure.
And people would call me a thot. Like, I remember. Why would you say
what?
No, but anyways, we could cut that off.
No, it's okay.
No, like, I'm not tripping, because it was like, we would, you know, like, we would roast each other. Like, I was mean too, but, like, you have to know not to listen to these people who literally don't even know you. Like, they just see you because maybe you look like so-and-so, and they think this already. Like, you have to know... People just lollygag. Like, they don't know what they're doing. They don't have an intention to what they're saying to you. Like, when
they
I first went
to
NMS, like, there was a group of girls who wanted to fight me. And I was like, okay, like, come up to me. Like,
because
I'm not the type to be like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to come up to me because my mom would beat my ass if I started something. But, like, with that, it was like, there was never a real reason. It was like, I have so much anger and I don't know what to do with it. And you looked at me a certain way. So now there's beef. Like, it's
it's just pointless. And I feel like sometimes when shit like that happens, it's like, what, it doesn't, you don't know until you're in the situation. So I feel like it would be good to come up, and I'm kind of like an organized person, you know what I mean? Like, I like to wing it sometimes, but then I'm like, fuck, should I have done this different? Should I have done that?
Yeah.
I feel like coming up with like a series of questions. Like, this sounds really crazy, but like, if you're going through some shit, like, for example, if somebody like hurts your feelings or you see somebody and they talk some shit, just literally in your head, like, what is this doing for me? Like, do I really care? Do I know them? Do they know me? Like, okay, no. So, next. Like,
there's times when women, you know, we have our times when it's like, I'm gonna be petty. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta, like, be petty. But, like, listen, like, if you're thinking that, the other woman's probably thinking the same thing. So, this could go down, like, you guys killing each other. Because, like, we're women, like, we have a lot of emotions. Like, this is why people don't want us to be presidents. Because, like...
Because we're fucking...
We're just, like, you know...
Sporadic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they don't
Positive
want us to
be presidents. Positive words only.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I just think, you know, like, if you gotta fight it out,
you just gotta be in tune with the... You gotta be in tune with the... box it out. Like, literally be like, let's step into the ring. You see all these guys, all these YouTubers, all these TikTokers.
Exactly.
They're doing fights now.
Exactly.
I think girls should do the same
thing. That's why I want to make a gym.
Yeah.
You gotta help me.
I'm telling you, girls should get in the boxing ring. Be like, oh, you actually want to take this, like, to the next level? Let's do...
Yeah.
Let's make a whole event out of it since you want to do this.
And we can get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. See, like, thinking of it in a different way. Or
outside
even,
the box. Because
it's
natural. It's natural to want to, like, F somebody up. It's natural to want to, like, you know, rob somebody. Because
God
like,
damn.
Da, da, da. No,
kidding.
I know, but you're not going to do it, right?
Yeah.
But, like,
maybe,
like say,
no.
like.
Depends.
Like, say, like, you want to fight, and then you get paid from it. It's like, I don't know. It'll be dangerous.
I guess.
So people are going to be
boxing. It's like with the gloves on, though. Like, that we can make a whole.
Yeah.
Anyway, but let's hope it doesn't resolve to that. Like, as women or adults or just bigger people, mm-hmm. if there is not liquor involved, if they are not coming at you full force, if it is just like a regular little argument, mm-hmm. you just gotta get in tune with your emotions and be aware of how you're feeling in that moment mm-hmm. and how you can digress. Because again, then you're gonna have a problem for a long period of time. Like, how can you just be that bigger person? Because again, we both just told each other, we don't know what other people are going through. Maybe yeah. they're treating us like that because of what they have going on in their home life. There was a girl that tried to bully me in high school mm-hmm. when I was in Vancouver. And people would like be like, oh, bro, she's like that because she gets her ass beat at the house. I'm like, first of all, I get my fucking ass beat at my house, but you don't see me going up and terrorizing people at school. Right. So if she really wants to come for me, she can come for me. But at yeah. the end of the day, I'm not going to feel sorry for someone's situation when I'm going through the exact same thing.
Right? Like, yeah,
I'm the victim, technically.
Right.
She's the fucking bully. And people are like, oh, no, she really, like, she's really going through it at the house. I'm okay, and don't put that on me. Right. She's targeting me. Words. She targeted me, bro. Anyway, yeah, doesn't matter. That's a different story. That's a different story.
No, but like you said, know when to walk away, right? Yeah. Like, yo, like, you're not even worth it. Like, there was, and no self-defense. Like, there was somebody's girlfriend was trying to snake me. And then that was like, you know, like, you have no choice but to, like, that's why I even tell my sister, too, like, you have to know how to fight, like. Or at least defend yourself.
And not even against women, like, men. Like, we just really have to be aware. We have to be aware.
Women are getting murdered left and right.
There is a really great post done by a sheriff, and he wrote down like 30 things to pay attention to or to do as somebody, even if you're a man too, but like pay attention to when you're out and about, even when you're in your own house. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things is just making sure when you're leaving any type of store, mall, anywhere, mm-hmm. day or night, you are not on your phone and you're looking around. I always look behind me. I always look behind me as I'm walking away. Like, I'll look behind me, like, if it's a long walk, I'll look behind me probably like 3 times. Like, just making sure, because at the end of the day, if you're on your fucking phone, what's gonna stop them to come up and just grab you? Like, if you get into somebody's car, there is a very likely chance that you will not come out of it alive. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that that doesn't happen, and to prevent that, don't be on your phone. That's it. So I don't know how we went from business
safety,
to mental health to bullying
to
defending yourself against fucking psychos.
This is a lot to talk about. See, we covered a lot. Though,
yeah. No, for sure. I mean, this was probably one of my favorite sessions, especially like also kind of like hearing your side on a lot of different issues, or like, you know, we're also catching up at the same time.
I know.
But no, I really enjoyed it. So
thank you.
To wrap it all around.
Yeah.
I know you're doing a lot of great things right now, just in your business and in your life, and you're out there making your brand pop, so tell people where they can find you and the business.
Oh, okay. You can't find me.
Oh, she's a jokester, guys.
You can follow me on Instagram. I only have Instagram. I deleted it.
At Beya,
B-E-Y-A. Go ahead, Rachel.
No, it's okay. B-E-Y-A, Beya. Just how it sounds.
Beatrice with TREEEZ. So 3 okay. E's. And then that's also my website too. So the alias is this website. But yeah. And everybody follow me.
Beatrice.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, seriously.
Thank you. You've been a pleasure, you guys. She's clearly. You're actually a really great, like, conversator.
Really?
Like, yeah, I really like how you elaborated on some things. Yeah, you should post more, like, long captions with your thoughts.
I don't like that.
Or stories.
It's actually, I unfollowed some
girls. Do you feel good about what you talked about?
I think so. Yeah, like,
see,
right?
It feels
really
good to let it out.
Yeah.
I liked I'm telling you, that your post that on your caption or whatever that you posted a while ago.
I just want to be transparent, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like
you do it when you feel it. You do it when you feel it. You don't just do it to do it. You do it when you feel it and when you really are just kind of in the mood.
I don't want to put the wrong message out. Like, you know how I had Moolah Motives? Like, I had to let people know why you needed money. Like, it's like, because people like to twist it like, oh, it's money over everything.
It's
just like
it's
need
all
that tool,
mindset,
you know?
It's all mindset, it like and it's very easy for people to manipulate that. But at the end of the day, I think you did a great job, and
thank
I appreciate
you
for being everybody follow her and go to her website, check out all of her work.
thank you
Moolah.